words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. In the realities of 2020, we enter the season of Advent with the reminder that to be the people of God, there is a call for us to take on this ethical posture of attentiveness. We need to keep awake. In our gospel reading, we hear Jesus charging us to keep awake because we do not know the day or the hour when the fullness of God with us will be realized. That's the passage often referred to as the little apocalypse. Not so much in terms of the idea of apocalypse we get from the movies, though. The Greek meaning of apocalypse is revelation. It's referring to an unfolding or unveiling of things not previously known. It's talking about the way God is revealed to us, often in unsettling ways. So what in our world right now feels like a little apocalypse? What is disruptive, disorienting, and threatening? And in the midst of that turmoil, what is being revealed to us? Jesus says, be on your guard because you don't know the time of the apocalypse. We read it and can be unsure what to think. Is it talking about the end of the world? Or is Jesus saying something else? It's not that easy to understand. And I believe this text has a now and a not yet element to it. We grapple with promises that seem to say to the early church that Jesus' return would occur within their lifetime. But clearly that didn't happen, so we're left to ponder if there was more going on in what was being said. Jesus says in our reading from Mark that we will not know the time of the Son of Man's ultimate return, the time when there will be a new heaven and a new earth, a time when death will be no more and tears will end. But I think there's more to it than that. As well as the expectancy of those events in a time we do not know, there's another layer of expectancy, another layer of watching and waiting, another layer of needing to pay attention. For as well as the ultimate dream to be played out into eternity, there's also the task to stay awake and dream of what God intends for us here and now. To dream of what the kingdom might look like this week, here in Kohimarama and beyond. God with us is a now and a not yet reality. God is ever present and yet not fully present until the fullness of time. So we're called to stay awake. Awake to what God is already doing in our midst. Awake to the ways God is wanting us to join in the task of kingdom building here and now. What does it look like to live with a posture of wakefulness, attentive to ourselves, to others, and to God? What are the dreams we carry with us into this Advent season? What dreams from this past year have unraveled or been deferred? What new dreams must be nurtured in this season? We're called not just to be awake, though, but also to be woke. The term woke was used back in the 1940s by the black Americans in their ongoing fight against racism and social injustice. It literally refers to being awake, not asleep. But it delves deeper to the call to be aware of the truth behind things that others may not want you to know. It involves being alert to injustice in society, especially racism. Back in June 1965, Martin Luther King Jr. spoke at a university about remaining awake through a great revolution. He said, "There is nothing more tragic than to sleep through a revolution. The wind of change is blowing, and we see in our day and our age a significant development. The great challenge facing every individual graduating today is to remain awake through this social revolution." Likewise, the work of God continues, and it is a tragedy if we sleep through it. We need to be awake to the work of God. Being woke involves being alert to injustice and aware of people who are pushed to the margins of society because of oppression. Being woke is knowing what is going on in our communities. Being woke is being alert to the work of God amongst us. Being woke is being alert to what God is doing, both obviously and subversively out there in our streets. And as we remain awake, we are called to dream. The dreams of those who stay woke. We are to be God's people realising God's dream. Poised on a threshold, the dreams we dream now will build a new world. In our world where we have too often failed to be alert, we are called to dream. To dream of what love and kindness can look like. To dream of what justice looks like. To dream of what righteousness looks like. To dream of what forgiving grace looks like. To dream of what reconciliation looks like. To dream of what hope looks like. And as we do this, we start to comprehend something of the dream God holds for our world. The dream begun back in creation. The dream promised in stars and sand. The dream lived out in Jesus. In unique ways, we each are called by God to join this remarkable dream of God's kingdom come. We follow generations of people who have partially seen and realised God's dreams, and now it's our turn. It's our task to break down the barriers and create space for God's dreams. It's not an easy thing to dare to dream about what God is doing. There will be a cost to such ways of living. But however difficult it might be, we are the ones that God has chosen to remain awake. No matter how much we might at times feel like Tevye from Fiddler on the Roof. And I want you to watch a little bit, just a little clip of Tevye. Probably most of you know the Fiddler on the Roof. I love his character.
Dear God, did you have to send me news like that today of all days? I know we are the chosen people. But once in a while, can't you choose someone else?
Once in a while, can't you choose someone else? I just love where his heart is. He knows that he is chosen for a task. But no matter... Yeah, we can have the lights back on, thanks. Here they come. No matter how hard it might be, we are still chosen, still called to be the ones who can reimagine the world. Like a distant memory in the teachings of faith, like a glimmer on the horizon, we catch a glimpse of God's dream and so we can start to build. Words that capture our dream, sown with tears and reaped in joy in a communal dream. Dreaming as an act of hope-filled resistance, an act of faith. In a year full of disruption, we still dare to dream. In the midst of loss, we still hope. Dreams can be wildly disorienting and they don't always make sense. They can be disturbing and yet they can help us uncover a deeper knowledge. So as we enter this Advent season, I'm calling you to stay awake and to dream. And more than that, to delve into what God's dream is for the world. Let's take time for glimpsing God's dream unfolding in our lives. As a faithful dreamer, we need to immerse ourselves in God's holy imagination and take action to bring change. In this season of Advent, how is God luring us toward wonder and awe? As we enter the season of Advent, we get jolted out of ordinary time with the invasive news that it's time to think about fresh possibilities for deliverance and human wholeness. Hope means we have opened our eyes and hearts and minds and souls and our very spirits, and now we see and feel and touch and smell the joy and the agony living in the fractures of creation. That is the irony of hope, for in our yearning for it, we often walk far away from it and as we try to come home to it. We often live into the small and narrow spaces of life that stunt our growth and demand far too little of us because far too little is expected of us. Hope is one more piece to the fabric of the universe, one more way to signal this restless journey that we're on, one more sign that Emmaus is not the end of the journey but the beginning. I don't think hope is the end product on the assembly line of our lives, but rather it is simply part of our journey, part of the way in which we come to know God's way in our lives with a richness that ripens and ripens. Let me finish with a couple of things. Firstly, a poem and then a picture. The poem is by Langston Hughes and it's called I Dream a World. I dream a world where man no other man will scorn, where love will bless the earth and peace its paths adorn. I dream a world where all will know sweet freedom's way, where greed no longer saps the soul, nor avarice blights our day. A world I dream where black or white, whatever race you be, will share the bounties of the earth and every man is free. Where wretchedness will hang its head and joy like a pearl attends the needs of all mankind. Of such I dream my world. And finally, a picture from the Sanctified Art material, Those Who Dream. I'd like you to have a look at that. Seek the hope in the picture. Look for where God might be at work and where we can join in. Look for where we might discover the dream of God for us in this moment. Those who dream do not fall asleep to the realities of the world. God prompts us to pay attention to where God's dreams for change and new life are emerging. In Advent, we remember that God's ultimate dream is to be intimately connected to us, to come down and dwell among us. Let it be so. Amen. We're going to sing, Christ as a Light.